every, like, these storms are not super uncommon, right? Like, they happen, and they're not new phenomena, right? Like, these didn't just start happening, because Jasper has been affected a long time ago. So, there is an amount of temporal fuckery that seems to happen naturally, irrespective of human intervention. Though, perhaps what we're getting right now is a worsening of the storms in their severity and frequency because of human intervention, because, oops, climate change metaphors. Am I getting, like, are these reasonable lines to be drawing?
These are things that Tiffany can believe, absolutely.
Yeah, there's nothing in her data that contradicts this, and there is at least circumstantial evidence to support it. I'm not just coming up with this stuff out of nowhere.
Yeah, as far as like what, as far as Tiffany can conclude from these sensors, I think that is a decent conclusion. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So, oh no, I'm going to have to tell Ida, maybe we shouldn't.
Do you have another question?
Oh, I'm going to. I'm sure going to. I'm just processing the first one. Because that was big. That was a lot.
Yeah. Cam, do you have another question?
What can be done to alleviate the severity of these storms?
Ooh.
Yeah, what can be done to make them go away faster, less violently? You know, just let this... It seems like there is a need for temporality, for want of a better word, to come into this place, and that is, it seems, what these storms are on some level. And so what can be done to expedite that less violently?
Well, the first thought you have is, you know, if you could somehow fill the space rapidly that was, I don't know, if you could construct time, I suppose, or if you could create something and where something was not, of course, that could be a way to at least mitigate. And you realize that's kind of what the barrier is doing. But the specific thing the barrier is doing is feeding into itself in a way where it is causing this reality of both existing and not existing in a way that loops back as to create a paradox. And via the idea of a paradox repeating in a circle, going around and around and around, it's almost this like stopgap of, well, if you can't fill something, at least you can make it not go forward. And it's this turning this idea of a paradox, much like this idea of time energy, into paradox energy. I'm not too sure how you end up learning this. You're sending it through the barriers, so there's probably something that tips Tiffany off, but just straight up, like, if you can somehow make a paradox happen, it could mitigate the storm.
Okay. So, if I'm understanding correctly, I need to essentially do the something that is not just impossible as we understand it, but it is literally impossible. It is paradoxical. I need to achieve the conceptually impossible.
Exactly. You
that
simply
seems
have to do the
a
impossible.
Bit difficult. And not just the ordinary impossible, like the conceptually
the literal
impossible.
Yeah, the truest sense of impossibility. And like, this is, and here's the thing, is like, it's being done. You are seeing the result of whatever this is, and you get the sense that this is somehow connected to this energy that almost looks like fire, but isn't. This burns bright white without any heat. It's this like infinite creation / destruction at the same time.
So does it seem then that just hunkering down in place with the barrier present will eventually work, and this storm will blow itself out? Because it already lasted way longer than these storms usually do. So I was thinking it was somehow perpetuating it by denying access. But it seems like that's not the case.
your sensors were giving you that within the barrier, this is the case. And sort of like as it's passing through within the barrier, it is sort of just a stopgap. There is still this lack of time. As you're passing through this barrier, that's where you're feeling this feeling of paradox, whatever that feeling is, right? And then beyond into the storm is where you're feeling this extra, this moving in to fill the gap. This idea of perpetuality, you don't think it would go on forever, but you do think if this storm dissipated and there would still be a gap left. Maybe not as big, maybe not quite as strong, maybe not even noticeable. You don't know that. You only have one point of data right now.
So to use another analogy, because analogies are useful, it sounds a bit like basically we have a balloon being held underwater, right? Like there is this absence inside, and then there is a barrier, and then outside there is a substantial pressure that wants to get in. And is that not inaccurate?
In terms of the current situation, yeah. that seems accurate.
So what I'm wondering is how would one go about very slightly like making the barrier permeable without completely going away.
Just a little bit.
I see.
How can I let that time
in? You just want to poke a hole in the balloon.
Well, exactly. Like I want to know how to let water in without bursting the balloon. How can I make the barrier a little permeable? How can I let water through without it just coming crashing in all at once? Because that seems like what we need to do to let this storm let up in a remotely reasonable time frame.
What you're asking is, how can we put a little hole in a paradox? How can we make the paradox half a paradox, right?
Very slightly less paradoxical.
Exactly, right? Does that make, like, it does make sense, it doesn't make sense, but a paradox doesn't make sense. So, like, why could this make sense, right? It makes about as much sense as a paradox existing.
Yep.
I don't know if you have the knowledge of what mechanical requirement you would need to do this, but you get the sense that that could work. If you can somehow manage to do that, that could work.
Okay, so I feel like Tiffany has just essentially accidentally launched herself to the absolute forefront of storm research.
Yeah, you might be maybe one of the most important people on this planet now.
Oh no. just this poor girl sitting here going, I am making connections, and this might be the first time these connections have been made. Oh no.
I mean, that is if anyone believes you.
Well, there is that, but at least...
You simply have to convince everyone that paradoxes can create energy that can be wielded, you know? Normal, right?
Sure, but, you know, Gish apparently knows this to a degree. She can do it.
Yeah, seemingly.
Yeah, so like if it's possible to do, then my first step will probably be to talk to the person who's currently doing it. Okay. We've gained some knowledge.
While you were thinking that over, Cam, how about we go back over to Anya for a second? Though, I mean, Anya, you don't have any downtime moves left.
Nope.
Well, we get the free, or is that only once? We
can. You do get trauma bonding, yes.
Anya trauma uses bonding, yeah. Throw the device into the storm. Just chuck it right out of the barrier.
That's real downtime
energy
right
there.
Do that?
No, of course not.
I don't know what y'all are doing right now. Uh-huh. Y'all are just doing weird shit.
As is usual, and in the game too.
Yeah, if you'd like to do trauma bonding, and I guess I'd have to say you gotta do it with Tiffany. All of you have this, so essentially all of you are going to get to do it with each other at some point. But given that Argos is currently in a storm, if you'd like to do that scene, that's your option. So the two of you could come back together.
I think noticing that Argos has been gone, I can use a certain move. And I can use two different moves, one of which I got last session, But I don't know if that means to do a scene or if I'm limited because of downtime actions, etc.
So you want to use perfect pitch to do offer vulnerability or intimacy to Argus while not together.
Yes.
Sure. That. Do you want to read the move? Because it sounds ridiculous, but the move as written, sure.
No, I don't think it sounds ridiculous to care and love your friends, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Not talking across space and time while not
time,
necessarily even...
We do that all the time.
Yeah, I actually exist 100 years in the future.
Yeah, yeah. And I live in Washington.
Yeah, two very different things. So, yeah, do you want to read your move?
It's a perfect pitch. Your voice is polyphonic and eerily beautiful. We all knew this to be true. Your allies can always hear you speak regardless of distance and other interference, like, I don't know, a temporal storm of some type. When you sing to inspire your allies or soothe the troubled hearts of foes, roll plus 1d.
So not trying to cause problems, just clarify, because it does not say that responses are audible.
Oh, yeah, no.
So we're basically just getting, instead of trauma bonding, we're getting trauma dumping from Anya here, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. I can give Argos a beacon home.
I don't know if that's like possible, like, because it has to be two way, right?
I feel like it
that is the thing about this move.
It's your voice is polyphonic. It's not.
No. I mean, offer vulnerability or intimacy.
Oh, I see. Yes, I think
it's reciprocity is kind of integral.
Knowledge that it's heard. That is that like two way aspect of it.
How would you know?
I mean, how would you know that they hear you? Right?
You don't.
The way it's written implies that you're aware that you are speaking to them, but you're not, you have no idea what the words mean to them. You just know they can hear you. Right? Because it's saying, like, your allies can always hear you regardless of distance or other interference. When you sing to inspire.
All right. If you can do a scene with just yourself and show me. You and Argus having this scene together, and by show me, I mean we're never going to see Argus in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you talking. Sure.
I guess, yeah, the reciprocal aspect of it, not knowing whether or not he's got harm, is difficult.
It also does make it difficult since there is the, if they share how they offer you vulnerability or intimacy in return, you gain the same number of links. Like, that, it's not possible for them to be able to do that. Half the function is locked off.
This was why I was suggesting having Anya and Tiffany have the scene together.
But it's also like a part of the ability itself is like, hey, if they do this, then we have this effect of saying, oh yeah, that's straight up not an option. Feels a little contrary to the intent of the downtime action.
I think Cam has what I'm getting at, which is like the point of the move, like this is a custom move, right? The entire point of this change is that you have to be together. That doesn't mean physically, but there has to be a method of reciprocity.
I don't want to say no because it's such a fun idea, but I am struggling to see how it is possible for reciprocity to occur when there is no feedback whatsoever.
Tell you what, Argus, if you can tell me a reason why you would be able to communicate, this can happen.
While I'm in my little time adventure in the storm.
You're just like in the storm.
Is it clear to me that like the way I'm protected from the storm, my little bubble, it's somehow being created by Jasper, right?
It's being created by this coin that you and Jasper are holding.
Okay.
And there's also like, so the coin is between the two of your hands. There's like a band of energy connecting your hands. Uh-huh. It's almost using you both as like a capacitor.
Can you remind me what a capacitor does?
It's like filling you with energy until it gets to a point and then it releases it, right? So This energy from the coin is filling the two of you and then releasing as this barrier, presumably.
Anya and I both first transcended in a storm together.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps this Joe doesn't have kind of transcendent powers, but I do. And I'm guessing that's contributing to our protection in this storm currently. But we are linked because of the previous storm we were in. And so perhaps there's a little straw sticking out of the dome that allows for a little communication.
A straw? I don't mean to laugh. It's just visually funny.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I mean, I'm serious in making a joke.
Okay. You're seriously funny.
I'm serious that I'm not sure. That's all I got.
Okay. Let's do something with Tiffany and Anya to keep this moving.
We have to find Argus. He's been missing for days now, and no one knows where he went. I can't find him. And Tiffy, I'm worried.
Yeah. Me too. A lot. I've been asking people. I've been looking everywhere I can. But I've been doing a lot, studying a lot of things, helping people. You may have to be taking point on this one. I only have so much focus.
Okay. I mean, all right. Did he say anything to you? I've asked around, and I don't think anyone saw him leave. I don't even know where he'd go.
Well, that last I saw him, he was in the med bay with you.
Listen, I know you understand more of what these things are out there. And that's not by much, but it's something. This one feels different, and I've been trying to sort through it all and find something. Similarly, I've been trying to find what's here. You remember how I pulled everyone through your chest, right?
Hard to forget that.
Yeah. sorry again. I don't know if I can do that with Argus right now. Maybe I'm too tired, or maybe it's just I've been trying to figure out where he is, and I've worked my brain into exhaustion. I'm a scout. I find things. I go looking for them. I know my people. I know the landscape. After being here for this long, and it's worrying me that I can't find him. And I know that people are relying on you for more, but what if he needs us? He gave me this, and Anya holds up the brooch.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, but Tiff, look, when I tried to reach out to him, it burned me. I don't...
Do you mind if I mean, that might be very, very useful in figuring out how to stop the storms or make them better, less bad.
I'm sure, but
it burned you. when you were trying to reach out to him.
Yeah, and no offense, but I'm worried it will hurt you worse.
But what if I hold it while you try to reach out to him? Because I've only burned you when you were reaching out, then it's clearly interfering with what you do, and since I don't do that, it might be okay?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe...
I think it may be what caused this storm.
What?
That. I think using it may be what did this.
Wait, what do you mean did this? How? When?
I'm in the middle of I think maybe certainly the single biggest break, if I'm right, which I don't know for sure that I am, the data I'm getting back from my device, if it's correct, it's probably the single biggest breakthrough in understanding these storms that's ever been made.
What?
At least if someone else has had the same breakthrough, they didn't publish it anywhere.
But how are you saying it's correlated to this? What?
Time.
Why would that change anything? I thought... Surely this hasn't been used every single time that there's been a storm, so...
Well, no, I don't know all of what causes it, but... So, okay. An analogy. If you think about if, like, you have a well or a lake or some water, right? And then you take a big bucket and you scoop out a big thing of water. And all the water around it just comes crashing in to fill the hole that was left behind. But also on the ocean, you've got big waves that happen. And that is the same kind of water filling voids because it gets elevated in some places and lower in others. And so it moves around and it flows. And in doing it, we also get big splashes. I think it might be like this. This is a bucket. And so it's causing this storm, but they can also happen naturally. Does that make sense?
So what do we do now?
I don't know. Find a way to make a slightly less powerful paradox. Slightly less impossible paradox.
Well, that sounds easy.
If you can think of any methods, it would be good to know. Because we're being protected by one right now. And it's working. But it doesn't solve the pressure differential.
Hmm.
We need to...
Pressure differential.
We need equilibrium. And we don't have it.
I see.
Like if you take a rubber band and grab it on one side and pull it to the other direction and then you just hold it there, the barrier is holding it there, and we need to, instead of just letting it snap back violently, we need to slowly let it go so that it can all even out again.
How?
But for right now, for finding Argus, if you hand that to me and try to reach out, maybe that can work?
Okay. Just if anything happens, Tiff, drop it, okay? And tell me right away.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Come with me. I think I found a point that works with having access to the flow of things. Just follow me. And
okay.
Anya grabs Tiffany by the wrist and leads her to sort of a wide open space in the outskirts.
Do you think the storm might be having something to do with why you can't reach him?
I mean, the storm's noisy, yeah, but I'll be honest, I haven't really known where to reach. It's like talking into the storm. I have no idea if he can hear me, but I know that I can try. And maybe if I'm lucky, he will hear and find some way to respond. But if it's messing with my power and he's somewhere in the city still, or Anya looks at the storm outside and trails off.
Okay, well, we can only do what we can do right now. So, let's do that.
Anya has
this sounds like a roll.
Yeah.
So, who is making the roll?
It does sound like Anya.
Anya, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anya, it does. and this is an analyze, I think. Or is it a flow? This is trying to connect to Argus.
I think this is trying to connect with Tiffany.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Like, you're trying... This is providing comfort. Like, this is offer vulnerability or intimacy.
Mm-hmm. So, empathize.
No, empathize would be if you're trying to reach me. This feels more like confess?
Yeah, works. This does feel like confess.
I mean, that's not bad.
All right, four? So that's four, three, right?
Three links, I think, yeah.
So you each get three, because I, you know, there was reciprocity there.
Hmm.
You went with Anya.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I am also worried about Argus. There's just, I'm worried about everything right now, and that includes Argus.
Why would you be worried about that?
It's so funny having Anya come up to Tiffany and she's putting the final pieces together and going, oh, this is so much bigger. And then Anya's like, Argus has been missing for days and we need to find him. You're right. I have a lot on my plate right now.
Well, I'm going to add a little bit more to your plate.
Of course you do.
As
one does.
Anya, you're leading Tiffany to sort of just an opening in the city.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere that has the sky exposed, not in terms of like just enough space to stretch out and not have people directly on top of us.
Right, fair enough. So you have like the view of the storm over top of you. I think as you're like heading that way, or maybe you're heading back from there, I think the two of you are, where would you head first? Like the ship, your place, like your places to in the caverns, or once you were done with things?
Once done with...
the discussion and whatnot.
Do you mean, like, where would the connection occur, or...?
Yeah, because you said you were leading Tiffany out to this empty space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, like, after that's done,
mm-hmm.
what would be the plan after that?
Oh, okay, so after the attempt to reach out. I think...
Are you like, doing a thing there?
Yeah, I think that would be, like, trying to use Perfect Pitch to speak out and not knowing if it's inside or if it's outside of the barrier. It's just trying to connect directly to Argus to say something of just, like, are you there? Come back to us. I'm worried. I don't know where you've gone. Having said that, I think Anya debates whether or not to use Inseparable, but after the response Tiffany gave, she hesitates to. Inseparable being that, like, step through your friends, magically appear from within your allies.
I mean, Tiffany was kind of encouraging you to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, you know, here's the thing you can do. It burned you when you tried to reach out before. If you mm-hmm. want to do it, go for it.
Oh, yeah, but that's like that's trying to harmonize with the storm, not walk through Argus.
Yes, but you did not make that clear to Tiffany.
Yeah.
You also can't do that during downtime.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's just like trying to talk into the ether and say, like, come home, Argus, come home. And after that, if Anya turns to Tiffany and extends a hand to take back the locket. And
I'll hand it back. I'm not jealously guarding it. I do definitely very actively want to study it with everything I have, but it doesn't have to be immediately. There's enough else going on.
Should we go back to the lab, or I don't
I need to find Ida and Gish. and then keep studying, and then hopefully you can find Argus. And let me know as soon as you find him, okay? Like, just talk to me as soon as you find him, right?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Good. Good.
So you're both heading back to the lab?
Having heard that, Anya takes it as, I need to talk to girl I'm interested in. And Anya's like, oh, okay, yes. And lets Tiffany go off. And
that was extremely not what Tiffany was saying, but fair enough.
Well, you said you needed a moment to talk to Ida, so...
Yep.
Anya's trying to be a respectful, good human being and not get in the way of possible romance. Despite
then
being concerned...
it's just Tiffany.
Walks off and I think goes back to that same point by the barrier. And just kind of, like, mm-hmm. waits.
Tiffany, you are heading back to the lab, and as you are, like, going to the place where the building that fell used to be, where the tree slash where the lab that you keep going to is, where you're spending so much of your time, I think it's in this plaza that you see Reinhold is waiting for you. And you know that Reinhold is waiting for you because when you enter the plaza... he is looking at you and waiting for you to approach as he's standing in front of the tree.
I will stop. And there is a very clear, definite moment where it's abundantly clear to anyone looking at Tiffany that she's thinking, do I just go a different route? Do I turn around? Do I walk away? I really don't want to do this. But ultimately is going to... not change course, not walk directly to Reinhold, but just, like, keep sticking on her path, and if he's going to interrupt her, he can do that.
I mean, he's in front of, like, the entrance, so yeah, you...
Yeah.
As you're getting closer, he is going to try and put a hand in your way if you try to just walk past him, and just say, Tiffany, may I have a moment with you?
Okay.
You have my respect for what you did for this community, and because Argus said that he trusted you. So, I will give you one chance to tell me the truth, Tiffany. What have you done with the device?
Nothing.
Who is currently in possession of the device?
Why do you think I know?
Do you trust Ida?
Why are you asking me this?
Which one of you went through my belongings?
I'm a little confused.
I think it is quite a simple question, Tiffany.
You've asked quite a few, and I am wanting to know the connections between them, and I've asked some questions as well, and I'm not getting any answers either. So,
if you are unaware of the situation, then I have my answer.
I would like to understand what's going on better, and hopefully maybe we can find a way to work together and make things best for everyone.
Something precious was stolen from me.
What was it?
Blueprints.
For
a device that I had been hiding.
Why?
Because it would be of ill fortune if they fell into the hands of someone who wished to use such power, such as Archibald.
And why didn't you destroy them?
A sense of misplaced sentimentality. It will not happen again, and I seek to rectify this mistake, which is why I ask you, do you know where they are?
So there's a lot of information that's very important. I think the thing that Archibald had is why this storm is happening here now. Is that news to you? Is that something you already knew, or?
Argus informed me and showed me the device that he had, but did not hand it to me. I suppose we are not on the best of terms at the moment.
So it's very, very, very important that no one use devices that do things to time, because, well, we don't have...
So you are aware? You are aware of the device, then?
Well, Argus told me about what Archibald was doing. Yeah, I study the storms. I'm a meteorologist.
Do you want to give me a conceal?
I mean, yeah. Position?
This is a fortune.
Okay. Cool, 4.
Okay. All right, 2 4s. You had 0, so it's a 4.
Yep.
Again, I don't know if he fully trusts what you're saying, but the way that you're spinning things, there's nothing he can say to prove otherwise.
Yeah, and the long term is like, I am being truthful. I'm just not giving all the information. Like, I was told by Argus about what Archibald was doing.
Right, and I believe it was someone who said a lie of omission is still a lie.
Absolutely.
To somebody else last time.
It definitely is. The main thing is, like, mm-hmm. It's harder to catch out a lie of omission. I'm not saying I'm not lying.
Yes, exactly.
I'm saying it's a lot harder to catch it out because it does still hold together.
What Reinhold says, it seems like you and I, on certain issues, have the same goal. So, perhaps... could tell me where Ida is.
I'm hoping to find her right now. Why do you want to find Ida?
To have the same discussion I am having with you.
Is she not in the lab?
No.
Oh. I need to find her. Why do you think you need to have this discussion with Ida?
It is the two of you who returned here. Before I did.
Okay, why would she have any interest in your stuff?
I would like to understand that myself. I would also like to understand who attacked me.
When attacked you?
I think he points to, like, there's a little stitch on, like, his forehead, the side of his forehead at this point. You didn't see it before until it was, like, dried out, and you might not have even noticed it before he ran off, but... He was injured in Finzon when he was here, and he gestures at his forehead, and he says as much. He says, when I accompanied the party, I was worried, and I was then attacked by surprise. Not an easy feat.
Might it not have been Archibald if he was stopping time?
If it was... then he would have had my key. But he did not.
Your key?
The key to my residence.
Okay. So someone took your key from you?
This is correct. There were only so many people who were both in Finzon and made it back before I did. Are you starting to see where I am going with this?
Yes.
Do you understand the gravity of which I am sharing this under?
Please let me talk to her first.
I think he nods, and he's going to let you through. Do you head up? Do you go to lab?
I mean, I will, but he's already said she's not there, so...
Yeah, no, she's not there.
Is there, like, there's gotta be an intercom or something, right?
In the ship? Yeah. Sure, there's an inter-ship intercom.
Yeah, so instead of going all the way up to the lab...
I guess she even used it to talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah, so instead of going all the way up to the lab to look, I'll just call for Gish and be like, hey, is Ida not on board anywhere?
No response.
Gish? Hello? Is there... From what I know, is there any, like, way to track Gish on the ship?
Other than looking around?
Yeah, like, does the ship have any instruments to, like, keep track of its crew members or anything like that?
Not that you're aware of.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense. Thought I'd ask, because maybe. But
it's understandable to want to know. But yeah, I don't think you know where Ida is, and I think
or Gish.
We can jump back to Anya at this point, because I think Anya, you're trying to reach out to Argus, and I think while you were just trying to get this message out, Argus, you have not been in the storm for very long. You saw these visions and decided to head back. It is when you decide to head back that you are starting to hear these messages that Anya is trying to send to you.
I'm glad we're in alignment
you
here.
Use them.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of like burst in or burst back in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I thought about the timing.
Thank you.
Because Argus, you hear these messages, and I think this is when you step back through the storm, back into the city. It is, you know, as it appeared when you stepped out, you couldn't have been gone for more than 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and you are hearing Anya's voice, and, you know, you are attuned to each other in this way. I think you can feel, Anya, you can feel Argus's presence return to this city in a way where you, while trying to connect with him, realize you can meet up with him.
Bum 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 bum. Just the call connecting feeling. Mid sentence, Anya stops and snaps to the direction that they feel Argus now, and takes a beat and sort of just closes their eyes and confirms, yes, okay, and rushes off in that direction.
Yeah, you can probably hear him shouting for you, trying to move quickly, but not so much to leave Jasper behind, so he's probably like waving energetically and his other hand like firmly still holding Jasper's, trying to head back.
Jasper's quite tired, you notice. Yeah.
If he starts to slow even more, he'll put him on his back, like start piggybacking him back to...
that does happen. Entrance. So you are piggybacking your grandfather. Yeah.
Back into the entrance somewhere. He's trying to get back into the caves, the tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
So but towards an entrance to that, while also like kind of yelling at Anya to follow.
Anya's vaulting over anything in the way. Full sprints, and I think the moment that she sees Argus and sees Jasper, the overwhelming urge to tackle you certainly comes forward, but the knowledge that tackling Grandpa is not a good idea. Instead, Anya rushes up and grabs both of you and tries to lift you into the air. All smiles, and then the smile fades. And they look you right in the eyes and go, what the fuck? Where the hell have you been?
We had to go... Jasper, he led me out here. I mean, it was just a short trip.
I've been looking for you for days.
Days?
Yeah.
We have to go now. We have to go into the tunnels. I don't know if it's happened yet. I don't know if it's happened yet, but we have to go. Okay.
What? Fine. Let's go. And, Anya...
I hope by the, like, there, you see there is just this...
Mm-hmm.
His eyes are fiery. He is full of, like, manic energy, and he's trying to even catch up with what the things he's experienced, but, he feels an urgency to at least try to trace the steps that he saw, if possible, of the crew that has or will go down into the tunnels.
Anya's right on board, drops the line of questioning and rushes off with Argus into the tunnels.
What are people thinking mechanically, Cam and Lou? You both have one left.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted
besides
to either
trauma bonding.
I wanted to investigate.
Okay, perfect. Because I think you could do investigation with this situation.
I'm hoping this can launch us into, I'm guessing, what will be the mission, but I don't want to be presumptuous.
Argus has one full downtime action left, and we also both have our free use of offer vulnerability or intimacy.
Could we just do one, or like
It says each player can offer vulnerability or intimacy as an additional free action. Right.
Which essentially means the three of you all get to do, like, all three of you get to do the combo of offer vulnerability or intimacy with each other. It's just like who rolls, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was intending
because,
to
again,
do that.
Because, again, each of you can only do it once anyways, so it essentially becomes a free action.
Yeah, I was going to do it with Argus.
Makes sense.
And that means that if you wanted so to then, right now do one with Anya, since the two of you are together, you could.
So here's what I'm suggesting. The ones that make sense, we can kind of, like, do the roles and, like, we don't have to have a whole scene. Like, yeah, it can be a bit of a montage.
Yeah, I prefer to keep it moving a little
but let's
bit
just,
here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. let's see what, so do either one first, either offer vulnerability or intimacy. Anya's been trying to reach you. I'm going to say, like, I'm gonna just say, like, y'all have been trying to connect with vulnerability. So let's start with that. What are you trying to roll here, Argus?
I think this
for
is
offer vulnerability or intimacy first. Just that one first.
I think we're probably getting a confess, perhaps.
That makes sense.
In that, like, he is so he wants to confess just how badly he wanted to connect to Jasper more. And
Like you're trying to explain this on the way, yes. And like confessing what you saw, maybe, but maybe not being fully coherent about yes. it, because how do you explain the things that you only kind of half understand slash saw?
Exactly.
You know,
he's talking quickly. He's crying almost, or he's not really crying, but there are tears coming from his eyes, and he's like still just moving so quickly, and exactly mm-hmm. just like.
So let's have this roll. Okay. Well. Each of you get three links with each other.
Two, isn't it?
Yes, it is two.
Two? Okay. Two with Anya.
Cam
Anya,
loves
are you
homework.
Reacting at all?
Every
or
time
you
I mess
me,
up.
Yeah.
I think damn. Anya is like getting half of it, but is like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm here for you now. And like, don't worry. Like, I might not understand what the problem is, but I don't have to. I'm here. You mm-hmm. tell me what to do. I am going to make sure you're okay.
Ugh, love to see it.
Beautiful. And can we get Argus's investigation roll?
Investigation? Yes.
This sounds like flow.
Low?
As y'all are like breaking for, like, unless you want to paint it a different way, but like the way I'm understanding it is like you are in a full-on sprint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's trying not to think too much, so it's not really analyze, even though I have a point in analyze. I just think he's really trying to keep the momentum going, and he feels like possessed by something in that, like, he's been given a chance, perhaps like a really, really solid chance to actually try to, like, he's so frustrated that the thing he's seen with Tiffany has seemed so far down the line that he can't possibly know all the chess moves to get to that point or to avoid that point. But mm-hmm. something so soon, so much sooner as this event with Ida and Co. seems like something he actually can control. And so he's trying to get
as a reminder, it was Quill, Nyssa, your cousin, and then another community member named
Ron.
Ro. No, not Ro. Ron.
Hold on. I have it written down. I'm
forgot
just saying,
the
N. It's like Ida is the main
thank you.
The main kind of
yes, yeah, yeah. So, like, I would say, like, this would either be perceive or flow, but you don't have a point in either, and
doesn't
I promise
matter.
I'm not trying to, like,
no.
mess you
I
over.
Think flow is fine. It's okay.
This is just for the...
And you can't really change effect. Can you have a change effect size?
No, just, it's just fortune.
Anything?
No. Yeah.
It is what it is.
None of that matters.
What is it?
Okay, well, that's two more ticks on the investigation clock. And you do get one question, so... Unless you have the question prepared.
Right, that's a one, by the way.
Okay, I don't want to.
Big one.
It's just one without a follow-up.
Yeah. Big
while
one.
While you think about that, Cam, do you know what you wanted your final downtime action to be?
Well, I've done all my regular downtime actions. I just have the free vulnerability or intimacy left.
Oh, what were the three you did?
I did two of...
The healing.
I did two help a friend recover and then work on a long-term project.
You totally did. Thank you. Again, I keep messing up and you keep being like, no. Anyways.
I was a
fantastic.
Keener in school.
So
can you tell?
I'm even writing things down. I'm like, yeah, I've got it. I've got it tracked. You've just, you know, big things have happened.
They sure have.
So yeah, okay. It's just the last connection. And like, I could even say, like, if you want, if this sounds good to you, you could have connected up. Maybe they're running past the ship. you know, you go outside. Does that sound good to you? What do you think is truthful to Tiffany?
Probably the question is what's happening with Reinhold in that case.
I don't think he's like gonna stop you at all. Like you said, you're gonna go. He let you go. As much as Reinhold, you know, you have a target on your back. You are also maybe the most popular person right now, and it would be very bad form to do anything to you.
It's true. And I hopefully also assuage some of his fears when I'm going, it's extremely important that no one use anything like that. That would be extremely bad.
Yes. I think, so basically, he is out of your way for now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, if I see them running past,
yeah.
I think I'm just going to run. May I make like a little declaration that I think would be kind of fun? Like, I'll run it past you and see what you think. Because we know that there's a lot of information transmission is a very important part of this setting, and that studying the storms uses it a lot. Would it be all right if Ida and Tiffany have two-way radios to a channel that they communicate on?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have radios.
So in that case, if I don't have it on my person right now, because I think so if she did, she would have just used that to call Ida immediately. But I think she doesn't because she was doing something else when she got grabbed. So she's going to direct everyone to just quickly do a detour so she can at least try calling Ida on that and see if she gets a response.
So you're doing a detour as in you're linking up with the others and using their walkie-talkies?
No, I'm going to link up with them and be like, hold on, but like, I need to call Ida. Like, let me just go grab my radio very
got
quickly.
It. Do you think that this is like the offer vulnerability or intimacy at all? Or do you think this is like a different thing?
I think we can probably roll it in by having her expressing, hey, let's do a detour because there's stuff that I need to do. And I'm very worried about Ida. And yes, we're apparently going to go and find her, which she's probably getting filled in as they're running along. But just,
I would actually love like 1 or 2 minutes of you two trying to give each other information at rapid speed as you're running.
Hell yeah.
And now whether you want to tell me that this is before or after the radio, that's going to like, I can tell you what you hear back on the radio if it's before you're trying to do this.
I think it'll be before. Or, yeah. Or so we'll get right. It after. We'll like this. Let's do literally the first like 2 minutes. I see them run past. I look slightly frantic for 2 seconds, and then I run right up with them. What's going on? Why are we running?
Hi. I don't know.
Okay, Argus, you're back. That's great. Where were you for the past week?
Listen, I in the storm. I was in the storm. Okay,
we got. Oh fuck!
You were in the storm.
Yes, or somewhere beside the storm, but that was in the storm, but also in it and outside of it.
The storm is time, by
next
the way.
To it.
I think I've been doing some studies, I've been studying it. I think it's time. There's like something was using up time, sort of in this area. I think it was that device that Archibald had, and using it's what led to this really big storm. And right now we're at a barrier made out of a paradox that's keeping us safe but also preventing it from equalizing, which is preventing things from dying down outside.
Yeah, okay, so that's great. Where's Ida?
That's a really good question. I want to know that too. Where's Ida? Why do you want to know where Ida is? You don't normally ask about Ida.
I know a few more things about Ida than I did 15 minutes ago / 1 week ago / right now. So the thing is,
week
I think
ago,
I know where she will
ago.
Be or where she is, and we got to get there.
Okay, a week, 15 minutes, storm is time. I guess that makes sense. Let me just quickly grab my radio. It shouldn't be that much. Where are we going? Like, where do you think she is?
Down.
Will be.
Down.
Down. Okay, in the cave. Well, my radio is where I'm staying in the cave, so it shouldn't be much of a diversion. Why is it important for us to find Ida if you know where she is or where she will be?
Enough hiding things, Argus. Okay, hold on.
Well, enough hiding things. You, listen, you, Tiff,
we don't have time right now. What's going on?
No, you're the one hiding things, Tiffany. I'll meet you at your place, okay?
I'm hiding. What am I hiding? I'm not hiding anything. What do you mean?
Over and out. I'll see you there.
What? What? No, I'm with you. I'm literally beside you. Like, I'm running alongside
you
right now.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about the radio. I'm so
No, I need to go grab my radio. I am literally beside you. What am I hiding?
You know more about Ida than you were telling us.
I literally learned right before our last conversation, and it wasn't a lot, and I'm very confused, and I don't know what's going on, but let me... why? What's going on? What do you mean I must? What do you mean I must?
I'm getting, like,
I feel like
terminal velocity here.
How do we turn this into a role?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I think Anya just stops and grabs both Argus and Tiffany by the wrists and says, "Stop. Hold on. Okay, let's just give me a second." And
well, no, it sounds like we're running, so I think we need to keep moving quickly. I think that's important, right, Argus?
Yeah. Well, give me a second.
At some point,
I'm going to figure out where she
okay,
is.
Okay.
And I think Anya is going to try and tap into Harmony again and use Flow to figure out where Ida is in the system.
Is that a thing you can do?
I don't know if you can do that.
I don't know if I can do that. It's just trying to go with the general flow.
Okay. You've stopped everyone. You've stopped running. Anya has stopped you both from running. Both of you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a moment of defy together where you're like off of vulnerability where it's like, Anya's actually wrong in this situation. Let's go.
No, I have a very definite plan for how to get the offer vulnerability. We just need to play out the frantic conversation for a little bit longer, I think.
Okay. Let's say at some point I've dropped off Grandpa Joe somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've made it.
So that can be our
caves.
Stop. Maybe Anya stopped us at the place we were supposed to drop off Grandpa Joe, and I was just not...
Perfect.
You know, and so I put him down. There's a small moment of goodbye back to... And then we go frantically keep jogging down the caves.
First things first, why do we need to find Ida fast?
Quill, Nyssa, and Ron, they have Ida, and they're taking Ida deeper into the caves. And I saw Ida, she was dressed in this, like... cat suit, and she was stealing things from Reinhold, and Reinhold's really where's Ida? You know where's Ida from?
Ida's from Minon.
Oh, and Reinhold did some bad stuff in Minon. I guess we already went over that, but he did some really bad stuff, and I saw it. And Ida's, you know, she's up to something, and she has plenty of reason to be up to something.
Oh, okay. Yes,
I think...
Reinhold, kind of. It seems Reinhold maybe leveled Minon.
From what I've seen, that's not far off.
Yeah, and Ida said she was the only one left. She asked me not to tell people that, but if she's been taken, that's... Okay.
Is it too much of a leap for me to assume that the child I saw recovered from the wreckage is in fact Ida?
Do you think you got a good look at the child's face? How close would you have gotten?
How close was I?
You could have. There was nothing stopping you. It's just like, how close would you have gotten narratively?
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure this person was, you know, covered in dust and blood and whatever. So I would say not a very good look.
Here, I'll tell you this. You think the answer is yes and no.
I love that. Okay.
super great. Useful. Like, you are so confident that you are right when you say yes, and you are so confident that you are right if you say no.
Mm. It's true. That
kind of a paradox.
Kind of a paradox. Shut up. Okay. I mean, don't shut up. Thank you. That's a paradox, too. Shut up and continue what you're doing.
Okay, so they've taken Ida, they're taking it deeper down. We don't know why, we don't know who exactly. I mean, we know who, but we have no idea what their connection to any of this is. Okay, we need to as we move. We need to talk, explain everything. I think secrets are not helping us at all. So I will tell you everything that I know about Ida's situation. You tell me whatever it is you haven't been, and we will all pool our resources, find Ida. I will try calling her on the radio in just a moment, and if that gets us something, great. If it doesn't, we go deeper down. And okay, I'm very scared, worried, but we're gonna be okay. We're gonna find Ida. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. We're gonna get some answers. Okay.
Okay.
And I am attempting to express to Fair enough. Offer vulnerability, intimacy, and also like bring us together, have us all get on the same page and collaborate and move past secrets.
Go for mm-hmm. it.
Also, I get plus one D when rolling to make a connection, which is the move that was replaced with this. So
mm-hmm.
I get.
So that's three dice.
Three
so don't
dice.
Fail.
Let's go.
That's a five. Yeah. Okay.
Well, three, a five, and a three. So that's a five.
That's a three sandwich. Five.
So
sandwich.
Each of you get three. Yeah. And that was the last.
Well,
all right.
Have I investigated yet?
You did. But you didn't give me a question. So what's the question if
oh,
you have
thank
it?
You. Right. I was hoping my question would be, what do I remember about the vision I saw, specifically of Quill, Nissa, Ron, and Ida? Like, I want to really examine the memory for landmarks, facial expressions, whether they were saying things, whether I could hear the things they were saying.
You saw that. So Quill was carrying Ida. Ida was bound and like blindfolded, just like unconscious, just wearing normal clothing.
Okay.
And they were coming down like these set of stairs. However, you know, on reflection, what you remember about it is they do look different than the rest of the area of this underground cavern. It's more enclosed. It's more cryptic looking, as in a crypt.
A crypt, yeah.
More, yeah. This lighting from these energy, these paradox flames is lining the walls in a way where these lines of energy are flowing and making these symbols. And you can't really see what it goes into because you didn't see the other direction, but they're just coming down these stairs with these strange sort of markings running down the side as like the paradox torches disappear. And instead it's only lit by these glowing patterns of ruins and whatnot. Whereas the rest of the cavern's quite open, this was definitely enclosed. And then to give you a little bit of information about Nissa and Ron, they both have these looks on their face of like worry, fear, hesitation, and Quill just looks fucking pissed.
So Quill seems to be, could I gather that Quill seems to be the one kind of leading this expedition of sorts?
Given that they are holding Ida, yes.
Thank you.
In a very literal sense as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to bring this crashing to a halt, but y'all need to pick an encroaching storm ability.
Yes.
As a reminder, the way this works is you cannot have more abilities of a tier than you have of the tier below.
So we're looking at either tier one or tier three.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
I don't like any of the tier three ones. Like, I really...
I don't understand.
They're very, Shocking. Very bad for
oh,
us.
Oh, sorry. I understand. Every
this
time
is
either
true.
One or the other fails.
So you can't have two tier two until you have two tier one.
My inclination would be to say, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
Tier one. Engagement rules start with zero D. So we just lose the starting one D.
Yeah. Flashbacks cost one stress. That would kind of even me out then. That'd just be net zero.
It's true. I've basically never used a flashback, but it does mean that there's literally no free flashbacks. You can't do a quick and easy zero stress flashback for a tiny thing.
Yeah, so that'd be okay. I'd be okay giving up my kind of advantage to...
yeah, but you know, it means that I can't ever do a free flashback.
True.
So I would say...
burning from both ends, even. Like, that one wouldn't be as often.
Cool. Okay, let's take burning from both ends.
Agreed.
Oh, well, hold on. What do others think?
I wanted burning from both ends. Is there any argument for getting a tier one over a tier three? I don't think so, right? Oh, I get it. Sorry. It goes good, bad, good, bad. Okay, I get it. Okay.
Yep. We can access tier four if tier three is filled.
I'll just be honest. I don't know.
That's okay.
Well, it sounded like you both wanted burning from both ends, mm-hmm. So that can be it.
Yeah, thanks.
So, the next thing is we're going to do the engagement roll, everybody's favorite roll.
Hooray!
So, running through, there is always hope. The protagonists start with 1D for every mission. Is the mission particular heroic or noble? I'd say yes.
Yeah.
Does the mission's goal or methods reflect the worst parts of the protagonists? Kind of.
Is it?
What are the worst parts of your characters, would you say?
That's a great question.
Anya is perfect. They are incapable of any wrong. And to say the worst part is really just to say the best part of any other character. Anya's brash.
I think Tiffany perhaps overprivileges her perspective.
I would say I think Anya's worst aspects is Anya gets heated very quickly when mm-hmm. things do not keep moving.
Agreed, yeah.
That's happening right now. So, Argus, what is Argus's worst aspects? Lying to friends?
Yeah, lying and being
evasive.
Probably trying to control. I guess trying to control the release of information and therefore controlling people's perceptions and things like that.
Whether or not that's reflected here, I think depends on whether or not you are currently taking Tiffany's previous statements to heart. Like, are you intending to actually open up and give away that information, or do you intend to still keep it close to your chest?
Ooh, I think he is starting to reveal information he has been hiding.
Do you think if you had shared sooner, like, about these things that you can do, that you could have potentially avoided some of these situations? I'm going to say no, and we could just keep moving, though.
Yeah, that's where I land. I don't think this is showing our worst parts.
Is the mission following through on details from the protagonist's investigation? Yes.
Yes.
You're at three right now, and you ignore rashly
sure
on
do.
Little information.
We sure so are, we but that's okay.
Does this mission determine the fate of a friend?
Yes.
Is Ida a friend? So that's four. Are troubles from the protagonist's mundane lives getting in the way of this mission?
Yes.
Tiffany. Yes, Tiffany.
Yes, absolutely.
Does the mission tier exceed the current tier of the investigation? No, right? Because your investigation's one, but this is also a one still because y'all drop down to one. So no. Are there any other elements that you want to consider due to circumstances or events in the world at the director's discretion? Y'all can roll three.
Nice.
You know what? Who wants to roll it?
If no one else wants to, I'll do it.
You do.
You've you know done every one of the them best. So far, I think.
Five. Hell yeah.
It's five.
Whoa.
It's a five, a one, and a one. So you're in a risky position. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. When the action starts, the plan is holding together just barely. The protagonist will need to take steps right away, right now, to avoid disaster.
Hell yeah.
So I think the action's about to start. Y'all are having this discussion. You're heading down further and further. Argus, you are using these snippets of information that you have, as limited as they are, these visions. Eventually, you make it down to something that looks familiar. It's much further down. Remember, y'all are on a cliff. So, like, it is quite a ways deeper than people have moved into so far. And things are looking even different than they did in the upper areas. And that's what you remember from your vision. As you are going down these crypts of more enclosed tomb-like areas, you are starting to feel somewhat of a disturbance, and I think you even hear like a scream, which is very helpful in leading you into the direction where you need to go. As you turn a corner and come face to face with the situation, what you see before you is Quill's back is facing you. Off to the side, Nyssa is slumped over against one of the walls, and Ron is in the back, sort of backing away from the middle, where you see a semi-conscious Ida transcended, floating in the middle as electricity is zapping from Ida to these paradox lights in the outside. You see that she is floating above this dais, and this energy is going around her, encasing her in a cylinder of this light, which is what is arcing off everywhere. And there's just lightning hitting the edges of the room.